In this episode, we're going to cover one of the most common questions you'll see on the internet, and that's, can you use the customer's power and water when you're a mobile detailer? And thank you to our sponsor, Jobber. This is the one software we've been using for the last 5 years to keep our business running, whether it's to booking out our schedule, keeping track of the customer's information, whether it's sending automated appointment reminders, whether it's employees clocking in and out. We use Jobber to streamline our operations. I've been using it now in our business for the last 5 years. Like far before I became a sponsor or before Jobber became a sponsor of Detail Groove, I was a paying customer to Jobber. So if you want to get a free if you want to get a free 14-day trial plus a special discount, click the link down below and give it a try. So the question is, can you use the customer's power and water as a mobile detailer? I see it all the time. I think I've answered it now at least 100 times. But every now and then, I just have to make another video or another podcast or something because I feel like so many people get stuck up on this one question. You know, as a professional detailer, meaning you're getting paid to go and serve as a vehicle, can I use the customer's power and water? And my question, my answer has always been unequivocally, yes, you absolutely can. I did that for basically the entirety of my mobile detailing career, which was from like, call it 2011 to like 2019. I was, you know, heavily using the customer's power and water. Now, the one thing that I did carry was a generator. So if I needed to use my own power, I could. But most of the time, I was at the customer's home location. And that means I had nearby an electrical outlet that I could plug in my equipment. So typically, yes, I carried a generator, but I would oftentimes use the customer's power and obviously the water. Now, even if I was at the customer's home location, I still might use my generator just because maybe the plug's too far or I need to plug in multiple equipment. So I would still use my generator. But for the entire, up until Lex and I started working together, I was always reliant on using the customer's power and water. Now with the water side, I never really used a pressure washer until Lex and I joined up. I was always heavy on the rinseless washes. I would use a garden hose instead of a pressure washer. Sorry if you hear all that. There's the bay doors open and everything. I would use the garden hose versus a pressure washer. The times that I would take a pressure washer, I would still just obviously hook it up to the customer's garden hose because I didn't carry my own water. So to me, it's never been an issue. Like I've never had a customer say anything negative or not allow me to use their power and water. And the thing you have to kind of tell yourself is like, if you have a customer that kind of hesitates or doesn't want you to use their power and water, is that really like a customer that you want, right? Like, do you want to work with someone that already has that kind of attitude of like, hey, like, you're supposed to bring your own power and water, don't use mine, right? Because, you know, some people would be like, oh, well, are you going to give them a discount if you use their power and water? It's like, we probably use like 5 cents, 3 cents of power and water when we're on the job site. So it's like, yeah, give them a 2 cent discount if they want, right? Like, no, you don't, because there's no actual hard cost associated with using their power and water, right? Now, yes, it might be cumbersome at times if you're at the home location. And again, like maybe the water spigot is all the way over there and the electrical outlet, it's all the way over there. And, you know, you have a 50-foot hose, but the outlet is like 40 feet away. So like you barely have enough to make it by and you're kind of stretching the electrical cord quite a bit and it gets rather annoying. So that for sure. But I mean, I've never had an issue as far as like going all the way back to 2012, 2013. Like I've never had anyone tell me anything that I couldn't, you know, like it's never been an issue. And when you're talking to a customer on the phone, you literally just tell them, okay, yeah, sounds good. Whatever. Right. Go through the conversation. All I need is a electrical outlet and a water spigot nearby. Does that work? Now, it's just a simple question you have to ask. And to get their permission or to confirm with them that there is an electrical outlet and water spigot nearby. If you're at an apartment, depending on the apartment, because I've been to many apartments, condos, studios, whatever, is that at some apartment complexes, they'll have electrical outlets throughout the either parking lot or at a parking garage, or they have a dedicated wash station. Now, at the wash station, you know, I wouldn't recommend you stay there the entire time. Literally, like, prep the vehicle, clean the wheels, tires, wash the vehicle, do all that. And once it's time to dry it, you move it off that wash station just in case someone else needs it. And with the apartments or condos, that's a little more difficult just because the customer themselves might not know. If you can also do this at a business park, some business parks, right? Like, depending if you know them, if you can ask questions, if there's an outlet nearby, if there's a water spigot nearby. Like, for instance, if we hired a mobile detailer and they asked us, hey, do you have water and power for us to use? I'll say, yeah, there's an outlet right in front of our door. Like, let's say, like, you know, we were in a detail shop and we just wanted someone to come detail our vehicles. There is a outlet nearby, right in front of the front door. And then there is a water spigot on the side of the plaza there, right? So would the detailer have to go and move the vehicle to the nearest parking spot? Perhaps, but it could work, right? Because there's actually four spigots they can choose from, which is four locations in this parking lot. So there's always workarounds or ways to adapt to get it done. I mean, I've done an interior detail with no power before. Like, this is early on in my career, but it was at where the person worked. It was in an empty parking lot. Luckily, the interior wasn't that bad, but I didn't have anything to power my vacuum, or like I couldn't power it. So I literally just took a interior brush, and like I basically raked all the debris into a little pile, and I picked it up with my hand. Like, I did that on the interior. Again, thankfully it wasn't that bad, that it was like manageable for what I was doing. But that's how I did the interior. Like, I literally raked the debris into a little pile and picked it up and discarded it. Like, that's just what I had to do, right? Like, that was a solution. It wasn't ideal, wasn't the most professional, wasn't the, but like, it got the job done. The customer was still happy with the result. So, like, if you're, and not just power or water, but like anything, like, oh, hey, can I start my business with just this Harbor Freight polisher? It's like, absolutely. Can I start my business with this $100 pressure washer? Absolutely. Can I start my business without having a mobile rig and I can use my personal vehicle? Absolutely. Like, that's just a part of your journey. Like, you just have to go through that. That's what it is. So with the power and water thing, like, it's a non-issue. Now, again, if you're talking to a customer and they start to give you like a kind of negative attitude towards it, like, really ask yourself, is that the kind of customer that you want to work with? If just by using their power and water, they're already giving you a little attitude or a little fuss or asking for a discount or wanting to negotiate something, like, that just, you know, that probably not, I would say, right? Like, it's probably not the type of customer that you want. So again, like, you're going to find yourself in situations where when you're at the home location, you're on the driveway and like, oh, like, look, the water spigot's right there. There's a nice garden hose hooked up to it. Oh, the electrical outlet's right there. Awesome. Like, it's super compact. Like, you're right there. You have good space to work with. You're under shade. That's fantastic. Then you have other days where, again, water spigot's all the way over there. Electrical outlet's all the way over there. Your extension cord barely makes it. Your garden hose barely makes it. You're going to go through both situations. You know, for the most part, I would say on most of the details that I've done at a home location, it was all right. Like, it was pretty, not pretty decent or pretty workable. Like, it worked well. Like, there wasn't many times where I was like in a very bad spot where like I couldn't get something done because something about the electrical outlet or the water spigot. Now, there are times where I've gone to a home location and they say there's an electrical outlet, and then I plug it in and then no power is drawing from it, right? And then, I mean, when that typically happens, I just look around for another outlet. And again, maybe there's an outlet right next to the car, but then that one's not working. So like, oh crap, like, okay, there's one at the garage over there, but that's way over there and I can't really, you know, so that definitely happens as well. But if you're waiting, if you're hesitant on starting your business because you don't have, you know, a pressure washer and a water tank and a generator, like, you're just slowing down for no reason. Like, you are holding yourself up from taking the first steps. And that's a great thing. Like, it's just taking the first steps. Like, I'm not here to say for the next 7 years you have to use a customer's power and water. But if that's what's stopping you from starting, like, go start now. Go make $1,000 and then go purchase your generator or your, you know, just making up numbers here. But then you go purchase your pressure washer or your generator, right? Like, everything's a progress. Like, it's just the way it goes, you know? And now in 2024, Like, you could, I mean, depending on your budget and such, but, like, you can go pretty cordless for mobile, or I mean, for anything, but for mobile detailing, right? Because you can go and purchase a battery-powered pressure washer, right? And I'm not saying that this battery-powered pressure washer is, like, oh, it's just as strong as our Karcher 1700 or our AR Blue Clean 630. No. What I'm saying is you can have a pressure washer strong enough to just rinse the vehicle, primarily to rinse off the wheels and tires so you can clean those, right? Because depending on the situation, what you're working on, you can do a rinseless wash on the vehicle, right? So to get you by, to get the job done, you can purchase a battery-powered pressure washer. It's probably going to come in like there's different units, right? But maybe you just bring a water source of 5 gallons of water in your bucket, and that's your water source, and now you're able to rinse down the vehicle, right? You can have a cordless vacuum. You can have a cordless polisher. You can have a cordless LED light bar for the interior. You can have a cordless drill. You can have a cord, like, you can go pretty cordless to where you don't need a generator or like a traditional water tank. Because, again, with cordless, it's convenient because you don't fight with the cord. It's battery powered. But then, too, you need a lot of batteries. You need to keep them charged. Batteries can get expensive. Like, that also happens, too. So I'm not saying it's the alternative. I'm just saying there is another solution or another path if you don't have either the space for even a 35-gallon water tank, the pump, the pressure washer, the reel. Like, there's alternatives to this if you're just willing to look for it and such. Because, like, it just there are a lot more. Like, compared to 10 years ago, there's a lot more battery-powered equipment that we can use as detailers to be self-sufficient without having traditional, you know, generator and water tank and pressure washer and reel and all that stuff. So second point is also, I mean, not second point, but like, you also don't need a big rig, right? Like, you can use your personal vehicle. Now, that's another question I get asked, like, hey, do you think it's okay if I go to a customer's location in my personal vehicle? It's like, yeah, it is, right? Like, I started out in my 2003 Toyota Matrix XRS. It was lowered. It had aftermarket wheels. It had a carbon fiber hood. It had, what else it had? It had a, I think for a little bit, it had a bike rack. So yes, like it was modified and such. But I just folded down the seats and I was able to carry whatever equipment that I had. It wasn't much back then, right? That's when I first got started. But that was able to get me by. After that, I upgraded to a 2009 HHR panel, which, you know, for all intents and purposes, it's not like it gave me more room, right? It was just about the same size as a Matrix, but it was more of a dedicated work van. And again, like that worked fine. So don't put these like self-limitations in your head of what you can or can't do to start your business, right? Like, if you're able to deliver the results, that's all that matters, right? Like, if my interior is very dirty and I'm looking for a detailer to clean it, if he can reassure me and he can show me why he's the right choice, well, then that's all that matters. Like, I just need my interior cleaned. Whether you come here in a Sprinter van, in a Transit Connect, or in your, you know, Honda Accord, like, I need my interior cleaned, right? So, like, you know, and you start getting into that conversation, like, well, yeah, like, so, you know, do you have a lot of online, a lot of 5-star online reviews? Do you have your website or your Instagram showing all your work? Do you have your marketing in place to generate these leads, right? Like, it's a lot more than, like, I could give you a van, a Ford Transit van. I could give you the extractor. I could give you the pressure washer, the water tank. I could give you everything. And you're still going to come up with something to say why you can't start. Like, something else is going to come up where you're going to be like, oh, well, maybe I need to go get trained in, right? Oh, look, now you need to go get trained. Okay, here, I'll send you to go get trained. Well, yeah, but I mean, how do I do an LLC and how do I file my tax? Like, you'll always find something else to hold you back or to slow you down, or you'll find another excuse to why you can't start, right? So it's like, whatever it is that you have, like, just start with the most basic minimum thing that you can do and get started like that. So, like, if you have enough tools and products right now to go and offer a basic service, like, you know, like a maintenance detail, like a maintenance wash and a basic interior cleaning, you can start with that. Like, if you have your wheel brushes, if you have things to wash your car, if you have things to, you know, vacuum it and wipe down an interior, well, guess what? You are ready to go into business. Like, you are a professional detailer, right? And to me, I say a professional detailer because even if you can just offer the most basic services, you're still getting paid to offer those services, right? So in my eyes, and how you should look at yourself is, you are a professional detailer because the customer is expecting a level of professionalism from you, right? Doesn't matter if it's just a, you know, a $30 detail or like a $30 watch or something. Like, they're still expecting you to show up on time, talk to them professionally, explain what you're going to do, get the job done right, walk them through the detail, accept payment. Like, that's still going to happen no matter what. So that's why I refer to that, like, once you start getting paid, no matter what it is, to how amount, to whatever service you're doing, you are now a professional detailer, right? Like, if you're driving on the side of the road, right, and your tire gets a puncture, if your only option is like some small little tire shop down the street that looks kind of iffy, right, but you really need that tire because you need to get it fixed right now so you can go to your destination, if that little rinky-dink tire shop greets you professionally, really listens to your needs, like offers a solution to your problem, does it in a fast manner, like, although it might be a little rinky-dink tire shop, you're gonna be like, oh man, like, that was a great place to go to, like, oh, I'm like, I really appreciate them because I was in a time of need, I was in a rush, and they literally took care of everything, like, oh, that was such a good experience, like, that made my day better because they took care of me so well, right? Like, you're not worried about the whole rinky-dink part because they were the solution to your problem. That's the way you have to think about yourself as a detailer, at any phase, right? Like, not just in the beginning when you don't have a water tank or a pressure washer or generator, right? But like at every phase, like, you are the solution to them. And the better you can offer that solution, the better results, the better experience, and just the better all everything for both you and the customer. So, okay, I'm going to end this episode right now. I just wanted to kind of specifically go after that question. Yes, it's okay to use the customer's power and water. If you don't like doing that, well, go get customers, make money by using the customer's power and water. And then when you have enough to go purchase whatever you need to purchase, purchase that and then be self-contained. I'll talk to you guys on the next one.